and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Justice Department official will interview Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, again today in Florida. Her attorney, David Marcus.
She never invoked a privilege. She never declined to answer.
Maxwell serving 20 years at a federal prison in Tallahassee. An appeals court in California has tossed out a rule requiring background checks to buy bullets. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Law enforcement actually wanted this restriction because there are many people who have guns illegally. And if they can at least control the bullets that are going out, they might be able to control who uses these guns.
She's already serving life for killing her two kids. Lori Valley O'Daybell is about to be sentenced again for killing an ex-husband. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum on the case.
She only has one life to serve a life sentence, but yet she is likely to be sentenced today to a life sentence in Arizona, too.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday that he won't be running for a third term. So who will enter the Democratic primary? Savannah Tome Olson reports.
This will be Wisconsin's first race without an incumbent running in 16 years. And the list of potential Democratic contenders includes some of the state's highest ranking in the party. There's Attorney General Josh Call, Evers Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who says it's been an honor to be Evers' partner over the last couple years. There's Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who said she's better for having served with Evers. Locally, Madison State Senator Kelda Royes may be on the short list. She thanked Evers for his decades of service and for normalcy during chaotic times. Over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson and County Executive David Crowley may be considering a run. And State Senator Chris Larson urged Evers to step down, and talking to our Maggie Dawn, would not answer whether he was considering a run himself. Washington County Executive Josh Showman and businessman Bill Berrien have already entered the race on the Republican side. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is lucky to have had Evers. He's always put the state first. Madison Congressman Mark Pocan said he's proud to call Evers a friend and thanked him for bringing decency back to the statehouse. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard thanked Evers for his decades of service, saying he did what was best for kids, families, working folks, and communities across the state. Meanwhile, he's still got a year and a half left in office. Evers is asking the Trump administration to reconsider cuts that he says would hurt the forestry industry and would be devastating to Wisconsin. The federal government is reportedly diverting up to $43 million from the U.S. Forest Service in order to pay severance packages to fired government workers. This is the second time Evers has gone to the federal government to defend the forestry industry here. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A special night at the ballpark. The Brewers open a home series against the Marlins today, followed by a home run derby. Over 25 former players will be on hand, including Ryan Braun, Corey Hart, J.J. Hardy, and Prince Fielder, all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the opening of Miller Park, now American Family Field. NBA, Damian Lillard says he has great memories of playing alongside Giannis, but admits he was shocked when the Bucks waived him after just 2 years with the team. NFL at the Packers training camp, running back Marshawn Lloyd finally back on the practice field after a long rookie season plagued with injuries, then surgery to remove his appendix in December.
It's fun, like a little kid in a candy store, man. It's exciting. You know, last year was a lot of watching, and now it's being out there, being able to be tired again, trying to catch my breath. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be out there.
That's Packers running back Marshawn Lloyd. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Free Ticket Friday, a 4-pack of tickets up for grabs for the hottest team in baseball. And Dan Schaefer is going to help us recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 8:06. It's nice to have you here. Today, I'm up north in Oshkosh. Live from Oshkosh at our Civic Media station, WISS, and I thank them again for their hospitality, for the coffee, for the donuts, for the abundant sunshine, which Parker Olson produces our show here. And he does so from an interior room in Madison's Studio A2, compared to here in Oshkosh, where I don't know if you caught it earlier.
I did.
the sun, there's a certain point where the sun comes over a tree here across the street, Main Street here in Oshkosh, and doesn't quite get out of the view of the window. And for that time, I am a deity or angelic, yeah, or being fried to death by a magnifying glass like an ant on the sidewalk. And finally was able to swing the curtain over.
You were impressively bright.
Yes. Nobody's going to accuse me of that any other time except when that happens.
Those teeth were shiny.
But it was. It is a lovely day here. It's a lovely studio. And we thank, again, our Civic Media friends for their hospitality as we get around. You know, we're back here in the Oshkosh and Green Bay areas on weekday mornings, and we are very pleased to be so. Hope we're doing a good job for you. We've been talking a lot about the Oshkosh area. We talked to the Winnebago County Executive. We talked to the Vice Chancellor and Provost at UW Oshkosh, and we're going to talk to a Fox Valley State Representative, Lee Snodgrass, in just a moment. First, a reminder that meteorologist Brittany Merlot is taking the day off to enjoy life at the EAA Air Venture. We saw her enjoying it, roughing it in that tent. I'll tell you, it was probably not her most comfortable night last night as I was coming up here early this morning from Beaver Dam. And again, why Beaver Dam? Because it was the closest place to find a hotel room to get here. But as I was driving up, super humid, super foggy, and I hope that they were able to enjoy the night as best they could before another day here at EAA Air Venture. But even without Brittany here, Rob writes in, good morning from Tigerton. Cloudy skies, 56 or 66 degrees. He said at the time that it was very foggy. He has since updated that to say the fog has lifted. Mowed a few lawns in the Tigerton area, got done with the final yard, and then a downpour hit. And let's see, he got down to the Zion Lutheran Church where his parents got married. He's got to mow areas in the rural Tigerton today after all the fog burns off. He did give an update to say the fog has lifted in Tigerton, but it's still cloudy and 67 degrees. Tigerton had just over a half inch of rain yesterday, Tigerton being 65 miles north of Oshkosh. We appreciate the directional on that, Rob. Thank you very much. So again, Brittany will be back on Monday, but you get updates on your weather forecast throughout the course of the day on the Civic Media Radio Network. And if you haven't heard it yet, it is Free Ticket Friday. So coming up in just a little bit, I will give you the keyword for this morning. Text that in through the Civic Media app. You'll be in the running for Brewers tickets for next Wednesday afternoon's game between the Brewers and the Cubs, so stick around for that. State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton joins us now to talk a bit about issues that she's working on in the Fox Valley and in Madison. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Pat. Nice to be here.
It's so nice to see you again. And, of course, we've got the news of the day to start off with. Governor Evers announcing yesterday that he will not be seeking a third term in 2026. Opens up a wide primary from both parties for governor. But let's stick with the governor's announcement first and your reaction to Governor Evers saying that he will not be seeking that third term.
I think the governor is doing what's right for him and his family right now, and I completely support that. I think Tony Evers is going to go down as a governor who prevented a lot of horrible things from happening, and I had a front row seat to that. Never was there a more powerful veto pen, and I'm excited about what's coming up in terms of new candidates, new opportunities to put another Democrat in the governor's office.
Well, especially when you consider not just the gubernatorial primary that's coming up in August of next year, but the lieutenant governor primary, that's an entirely separate beast. You don't run as a running mate until after the primary when you see who won the lieutenant governor primary. You could see wide open races if Josh Call or Sarah Godlewski decide to run for attorney general or secretary of state, if those become open seats. And of course, a whole lot of legislative seats are going to be out there as well. You are, you've been county chair of the Outagamie County Democratic Party. So you have seen your share of primaries.
I have.
so I want your thoughts on primaries, because there are those who work so hard to have them not happen and see them as inherently bad, that they suck up resources and they can lead to party divisions. But I don't think that that's always the case. And I think given that we may see a lot of primaries next year, I think we need to, you know, have an open mind about, you know, some primaries might be divisive, but other primaries are healthy.
You know, I think we did a pretty good job last time. I remind people that Governor Evers was one of, I think, a dozen candidates that were running. And, you know, I remember, because I was county party chair, everybody had their favorite, and it stayed ultimately pretty positive. You know, towards the end there were a few barbs, which does tend to happen. But in the end, I think all of the candidates sort of flexed their muscles a little bit, were able to articulate their points better for people, and that's great for voters. So I actually think primaries make people stronger. I understand the arguments. I've been part of a primary myself. When I ran for state senate in 2018, I had a primary candidate. It can be a little annoying. It can be harder for fundraising, but ultimately you come out a stronger candidate and better able to articulate your message to voters.
Well, and you're going to want that, because the elections next year were going to be pivotal anyway. Democrats were already looking at the possibility of a trifecta, now with fairer maps of winning control of the assembly and or the Senate and holding on to the governor's office. So a primary might only help those matters. So how do you talk about the stakes of 2026 when you're talking to voters about what they could see after 2026, depending on how the voting goes, how much differently or perhaps how much better things could be in Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, we're kind of following on the heels of what Minnesota did. We're really going for that trifecta. We have a real opportunity in the Senate and in the Assembly, a little harder for us in the Assembly, but we're not afraid of that hard work. And then, of course, holding on to the governor's office. So this is, you know, we say it every time, this is the most important election in Wisconsin. But unfortunately, we live in a state where every election has really, really high stakes consequences. And this is certainly one of them. We have to hold on to the governor's office if we're going to go for a legislative majority. The most tragic thing really would be having that legislative majority and not being able to get anything done. The Republicans have sort of fought against that a little bit with Governor Evers. And like I mentioned before, he was the only person really keeping some horrible legislation that was easily passed from becoming law in the state of Wisconsin.
We're talking to State Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton. And of course, all this news coming literally days after the state budget debate was settled and the state budget was signed. There was this agreement between Governor Evers and legislative Republicans. We have certainly covered it at length, both the good and the bad. And, you know, in each case, you've had people explaining, you know, what ultimately tipped the scales for them to say, OK, I can support this, or nope, I just can't support it. You came down as a no vote, and talk about what led you to that point.
For me, the no vote was really easy. I have some kind of deal breakers as a politician and representing my district. One of them is making sure that we have public education in a really strong place and not having an increase in general aid. When I talked to my superintendent and I said, hey, you know, is this special education reimbursement going to be enough? Is this going to help you? We're still going to have to go to referendum. And we really need to make sure that we have that general aid. The other one was childcare. I spent the entire last summer talking to childcare providers, both in-home and group center childcare providers. And while it was a little bit better than it was going to be, there was going to be nothing in the budget. So I am very appreciative of the governor and Senator Hasselbein for their negotiation. The fact of the matter is that's going to end in a year. We're going to be right back where we started from. And that also comes with some really bad policy strings attached. We're going to increase ratios and we're going to have, you know, young people who may not be ready for the job able to be certified as childcare teachers.
So where do we go from here? The state budget's done. There's still a session to be held through the fall and into early spring of next year, theoretically, depending on when Republicans want to go home and start campaigning. But there are still plenty of bills out there, plenty of work to be done. What are some of your priorities post-budget?
I think this September, you're going to see a lot from our office and some other offices on the other side of the aisle in regards to election bills. Voter access, making sure people who are living with a disability have better access to voting, making sure that we sort of work with our clerks. I've had a pretty good working relationship with Representative Scott Krug. We're going to continue to try to find some common ground together on really strengthening Wisconsin's election process.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that there's the potential for bipartisanship in that. How do I put this? I mean, I'm glad you're doing it.
Just be honest. Do it.
I'm glad you're putting it out there because a record has to be made of what we can do. But I mean, are you doing this thinking that you're going to be able to force a vote and get these to pass, or at least just put the contrast out there of what we could have in Wisconsin to make elections better?
Legislating in the minority in Wisconsin is a challenge because almost everything that we introduce doesn't even get a hearing and get out of committee for a vote, much less to the floor. We do have to continue to find those pathways. People put us here to put our ideas out there and to have solutions. And, you know, soon enough, we're going to be in the majority and we want to have that record of legislation that's ready to go. This is part of it. There are, though, in the space of democracy, I will say, some lanes where we can find agreement. And it's very rare. We still disagree and argue, but I think you'll see that there will actually be some bipartisan bills going into that committee and coming out onto the floor.
I think that was part of my hesitancy was to avoid expressing the frustration. And yet, thankfully, you went ahead and did it, that there are a lot of Democratic bills that do not even get the courtesy of a public hearing. And folks going, oh, it's always like that. No, it most definitely was not. This is a pretty recent development, the within the past decade of Democrats not getting bills, even a public hearing, unless you can find some kind of a bipartisan co-authorship on there. So, I mean, you're already starting to put some cracks in the barrier that used to be there for the longest time. I'm sure you feel that has something to do with the working relationships you're starting to develop, having been there for a few years now.
Yeah, I mean, I was part of the COVID class. So when I came in, we were already isolated. And part of being effective in politics is building those relationships. So I feel like I was behind the eight ball, my class was. But you know, you do start to, as horrible as the headlines are, we have to work together as colleagues, and we do start to see the human side of one another. And I know on certain issues, you know, where I can find some common ground. Representative Elijah Behnke was on my pollinator bills. That's the first time Republican has been an author on those bills with me. He's an organic farmer. These are things that matter to him. Scott Krug has always been somebody who cares about local government and their clerks. That's a common area where he and I can find. So I might disagree with them on 98% of other things, but I do look for those pathways where we can find some bipartisan work to do.
And honestly, if you can't be bipartisan about pollinators, seriously, I thought you found such an opening for some real conversations about things that are good for everybody and for our natural resources and beyond. Lee Snodgrass, State Representative from the Appleton area. It is always such a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, have fun in Oshkosh. Thanks for coming up.
Enjoying it very much. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right. A local break is next for some of you. And then coming up in our next half hour, we will be talking to Mike Clemens. We'll be doing some sports. Here's a guy happy to have one foot in the Brewers having a great season and Packers training camp as well. All that ahead here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball!
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 24th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our family, friends, and all Family Natural Foods. We have Stephen and Katrina Hintner with us right now. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good.
Good. All's well.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Right on. Good to have you here. Always good talking with you guys and hanging out. Appreciate the time. Do want to send a special shout out to you guys with the sponsorships you do, whether it is Playmakers and being a co-sponsor there, or Terry Talks Nutrition you can hear on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Greatly appreciate the work that you guys put into this community and all the fun that we get to have because of it. So I appreciate you guys.
And yeah, thank you.
Want to say a shout out to the whole staff over there, of course, and everything.
Yeah,
love all of our friends over there.
They're fun. Let's come hang out with them.
Yes. Yes.
Come hang out with all of us.
And bring your questions, because they love answering them and love finding things out with things. We love finding out what's going on over there. Mm-hmm. What's happening?
Yeah, there's some fun what's happening. I like to highlight our sales, since now we're towards the end of the month. And if people haven't heard about the sales that are
this
going
is the
on.
The month of July.
This is the month of July.
Because this is a podcast, so you're
yes,
listening
nicely
to this
done.
Live,
nicely
right?
done.
Yeah, that's true. Good point, Stephen. So in the month of July, there's two companies we just wanted to highlight because they're not always on sale. And they're really great companies as well
very
as
popular.
They sell and they're very popular. So the first one I want to highlight is the Terry Natural brand is on sale for the whole month of July. So there's about another week ish left of it, so get that while you can. So 20% off on that, definitely worth getting stocking up on until, you know, October when there's more sales and such. And then True Grace is another one. They go on sale a couple times a year and probably won't until October. So this is a great time to stock up and get some of your favorite foundational nutrition. So just wanted to highlight those before, so everybody makes sure that they know about it and where.
Not only a good time to stock up, but maybe even trying some of these that you may have been thinking about trying. It's a great time to get in on that.
Try something new.
I was just talking to a lady before we came here, and she had a bunch of different things she was trying to work on, you know, health-wise. And I said, well, you know, what's wonderful about Terry's products is they're a no-risk try. Mm-hmm. They're all basically samples. And if they don't work for you, you get your money-back guarantee on it. And Terry's so dedicated to this money-back guarantee that he knows some things take a little bit of time, more than one bottle, more than two bottles sometimes. You can try three or four bottles, keep all the bottles, all your receipts, and you could bring three. We've had, I think, people even once or twice bring six bottles and say, hey, I gave this a really good try. Took, you know, whatever it was, two a day for 6 months and, you know, didn't get the results I was wanting. And, you know, we gave their money back and, you know, probably at the same time we said, like, hey, not everything works for everybody. And that's what I was telling this lady. She said, like, her husband had some, it's like a nerve-related issue. I didn't really know what it was. And in fact, she even said, like, the doctors don't really, they haven't really found what this is and they haven't found an answer for it. And he's just like, had this issue for years. And so I said, like, you know, to be honest, like, I'm sitting here talking to you for 5 minutes. I don't know if I'm going to find the answer either, but I think we can try some stuff and it's going to be a little trial and error. But what better company to do trial and error with other than one that will give you your money back on stuff you try?
Yep.
You know, you don't get that at the doctor. They don't go and say, hey, let's run this expensive test. And if we don't find anything, you get your money back. You try this prescription medicine. Yeah, you didn't work for it. That's fine. We'll give you your money back.
Doesn't happen. This company that's been around for decades, and they've been doing this for decades. You don't stay in business with that model if you can't back up with your product.
Right, and if they're not working for you.
The products work, and most of them work for everybody. And if it was a different story, like if she was like, oh, yeah, my husband has this really normal condition that's very, you know, like this works obviously for, I would have been like, oh, yeah, no worries, like, this is going to be it. Like, I wouldn't even, like, go down this road. But, yeah, we're all a little different, and sometimes you just got to try things.
Well, this is the point, and I think where almost all of us can agree on we're coming into the when it comes to healthcare and it comes to health in our bodies and all of this, options. Mm-hmm. And because we are not one size fits all.
Nope.
What works for some won't work for others.
Yep.
Terry gets that. You guys get that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that approach so much. Mm-hmm. More than I can really put into words, really. It's something that not only is it, I have to admit, to me, as somebody who studies and interested in marketing and all that, it's a cool move, man, to offer that to your, because that's just cool. It's like, that's how confident I am. I feel that good about my product. It's a cool, but it's also, it's because you can back it up, because you can actually mean it and do it. Mm-hmm. And more, maybe just as importantly as all that, understanding that not everything works for everybody.
Yep.
So of course, it will, you know, not every one of these products is going to work for every single person, but man, is it worth the attempt? Because if it does help you, it's a game changer.
Yes.
It's, and you deserve that. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, whether it's a positive or a negative or any of these things, these products help people. And you guys get that, they get that. And again, you can offer a cool thing like that to people. You can back up your product. And then they're on sale. You put them on sale even.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a win-win. Everybody come in before the end of the month. Get those sales
win-win,
for sure.
Come win-win. On in.
Win-win, come on
line.
In.
Somebody write that down. That's
all
a great
right.
line.
Win-win, come on in. Here we go. Another win-win, come on in is our presentation schedule that we have going on. We're going to recap our olive oil presentation we had just yesterday, but I want to get the other two on people's calendars, which is September. Let's see. Here we go. September 16th at 4:30, we're doing an herb walk. So you can meet us at Lake Wasecha Red Sands, and we will, at the pavilion, and we will be talking about herbs, how to use them, what to do with them, how to identify them, some of their health properties. It's just a great way to get outside on a nice day, as well as, you know, like, let's learn about these things. So that's one to definitely check out, September 16th at 4:30. And
also, just a note with that, if you do plan to go to it, if the weather looks not nice, call the store, just check in with us and say, hey, is it still happening? Have we rescheduled a date?
Good point.
Because if it's raining or it's really miserable, we're probably going to cancel it or reschedule it, perhaps. Yeah. But it, you know, last year it went off. The weather was great. Kind of doing it in late summer. The weather's a little more predictable, as much as anything can be nowadays.
Yeah.
So yeah, that it's always hard when you plan something that's outdoors, but it was a lot of fun last year. We had a great turnout. I think it was 20 people just walking around Red Sands Beach, and it's amazing what you can find when you've got Jamie, who works for us, and Katrina, and you know, myself there. We just kind of, you know, kick around, and like right in front of your feet are a bunch of herbs that can you know, potentially change your life. So
yeah,
they're all there, right there in front of us, and it's fun to do this out in the real world sometimes.
Yeah. And another good reason to follow the Facebook page too, to be able to keep up to date. You know, you guys can update people there.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin joins another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Joanne Krulotz has more.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 20 other attorneys general are suing the administration in an effort to stop new restrictions on who can access certain safety net programs. Earlier this month, the administration issued a new set of rules and guidance aiming to prevent states from using federal funding to provide services for immigrants who are in the country illegally. According to the State Department of Justice, the federal restrictions put more than $43 million in substance abuse and community mental health block grants at risk. That money funds services in all of Wisconsin's counties and 11 tribal nations.
A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly seeks to bolster mid-sized farms in the state through a no-interest loan program. The legislation would establish a dairy cattle innovation program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Dairy farms with between 50 and 714 cows would have access to the no-interest loans under the bill. Recipients could use that funding for things like investing in technology to increase production, improving animal care and milk quality, and reducing the environmental impacts of dairy operations. Next Saturday, the Wisconsin Farmers Union Marathon County Chapter is having a community flax harvest event. They're joining up with North Pines Fiber Shed and Midwest Linen Revival to host the event at Red Door Family Farm in Athens. Community members, farmers, and fiber enthusiasts are invited on August 2nd from 10 to 2 to learn about sustainable fiber systems. You can find more information and register for this free event at wisconsinfarmersunion.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high in the low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms, and there will be some smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires this weekend. Our high tomorrow, low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
Does your radio show come with a costume change? This one does, because it's a
I was wondering. I wasn't sure if you did change.
It is Free Ticket Friday. We're giving away tickets to a Brewers game. The Brewers are playing this afternoon. One of the people on this show is going to the game right after this, making making his way to Milwaukee. And so the Brewers Hawaiian shirt that was given to me for my birthday a couple of weeks back by one of my daughters has been donned and is ready to head down and see the game today. Although we're kind of matchy. We got the light blue shirts. Yours have what are those, limes or kiwis or something on there?
It's up for debate. I believe lime or kiwi is the running theory.
Okay.
We're not sure.
Okay.
I think I'm on team kiwi.
Team kiwi. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm team Brewers over here and ready to head down to American Family Field for what's going to be a wonderful day, a wonderful game, and we're going to get to that. But we've also had Packer training camp open up, and so Mike Clemens is here with all that and more to help kick us off into the weekend. Mike, hello, how are you?
Hi, Pat. Yeah, I'm calling you from training camp. I'll be here through Labor Day weekend. I will shoot down and catch a couple Brewer games. I can't do this one. As you say, that Brewers game today, his first pitch is at 3:10,
mm-hmm.
and then they're having this big anniversary today. That's a great game to go to today. You know, you got the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins, and then after that, they have brought back over 25 players to represent each year that they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of opening Miller Park. Can you believe the ballpark's that old already?
No.
Now, of course, it's American Family Field with its wonderful retractable dome, because in the spring, when it's raining, and it's like, well, gee, do I go to the ballpark to cover the game? Yeah, the game is on every day. You know, it's on every day. It's a beautiful thing. There aren't those costly rain delays. And so it'll be Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Brewers. The Brewers were in first place in not only their division, best record in baseball, right? 61 wins.
Yeah.
And after the game, then they're going to have this home run derby. And they brought back guys like, you know, Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder and Carlos Gomez, Corey Hart, all these fan favorites, Jeff Jenkins. And Carlos Gomez and Brawny will be team captains, and they will pick, you know, hitters for their team and have a little home run derby after the game today. So that's going to be a great one to watch.
It really is. And I have to say, it'll be kind of cleansing for me in this way. One of the best displays of hitting I'd ever seen was back when Mark McGwire was at his peak, and he was coming to the Metrodome to play the Twins, and I made sure to get there extra early for BP. And watching Mark McGwire launch these things in BP at the time, not knowing what we know now, was just wonderful to watch as a baseball fan. And then, of course, later in hindsight, it feels so tainted that I tell you, today's home run derby is going to be kind of a cleansing for me after what I had to see there, you know, more than two decades ago.
The Cardinals came to town during that home run derby, if you will, between him and Sammy Sosa. And mm-hmm. one of the guys at the station said, hey, you want to go? And I had other plans that I was going to cover something else. I can't remember what. And he said he had a credential. Like, okay, yeah, let's go. And we go down and we see Mark McGwire hit, like, I think it was like 61 or 62.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, and I have not, you know, I mean, I got to see Hank Aaron as a kid. I have not seen anybody launch a ball that had this vertical trajectory immediately off the bat like that.
No.
The way he was that year. I mean, it just leapt off the bat and went way high. By the time it, Uecker could have called a get up, get out of here, gone within a second of that thing. And then it keeps on creeping and creeping and creeping, and then goes deep back into the bleacher seats at County Stadium. That was, it was amazing to watch, no question.
Yeah. Tony writes on YouTube, where is Richie Sexson, one of the tallest baseball players I've ever seen? 45 homers in 01 and 03. So clearly, I think, I don't know if he's part of this later today, but when people see those 25 or more Brewers marking 25 years at this particular ballpark, there's going to be a lot of time travel today as people, like we just did, go back and have favorite memories of favorite players.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wasn't he like 6'7"? He's pretty big. Of course, you get Aaron Judge now these days.
Yes, I know.
And he causes an eclipse when he gets into the batter's box.
And he can launch him. He too is fun to watch, as long as you're not playing against him at the time. So let's get to training camp. You're there. You've got the practices that are open to the public some days. It just has, an aura. Everybody likes to talk about, the kids and the bikes and everything. But, I mean, it just is an experience for the players, for the spectators, for the community.
Right. And, these players are juiced for it, too, because, they are football players. This is what they do in life. They've worked very hard to get to this point. They heal from the wounds from the off season. Then they go back after about a month or two off, and they've been working out to get to this moment. And, by the way, they have to re-earn their job. There's a competition going on. So for the first 3 or 4 days under the, current CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, coaches don't throw the pads on right away in these guys. They've got to have like 3-4 practices in helmets and shorts. And so we started on Wednesday at 10:30. Practices are open every day at 10:30 to the public. They're going to go by fast. 20 years ago, when Mike Sherman was the head coach, and we still had two-a-days before those union agreements with the players, he had over 50 practices. And I'm like trying to remember with my buddies, like, how did we cover 50? Because right now there's only 11 of these things before they get through the three preseason games. It's a 17-game season, though, and that's kind of the changes. There are some more practices that I get to see, but that won't necessarily be open to the fans. But so I asked LaFleur about this. I said, so what do you accomplish with these practices without the pads before you put them on next week? And he said, particularly with the first-year players, he goes, I don't want you touching my quarterback, and I don't want you putting my running back on the ground, okay? Those are the two rules. And he said, you see, the difference is, we could only go up to 75% speed even through the mini camp in June. So now we're going 100%, right? Mm-hmm. So when they're doing 11-on-11, it's 100% in terms of speed, but, guys can get twisted and tangled up and end up on the ground. He doesn't want that, because even when we put the pads on, you don't want to do that, because you don't want guys getting hurt in training camp. So those are some of the techniques that they're trying to learn this week. Now, one of the biggest stories we're watching is center Elgton Jenkins, who got moved from left guard to center in the offseason. They signed Aaron Banks from the 49ers for $77 million for a guard.
Yikes.
And Elgton, who was a veteran player, he got a deal just a couple of years ago at 68. And his agent called Russ Ball at the team and said, yeah, I'd like to inform you that our guy's going to get a raise if that's what the market is now. And so they're still in the middle of negotiating that contract, but we're waiting for that to be resolved. Meanwhile, Elgton has a sore back, and we've been seeing him on the sidelines working out with a trainer.
How's the mood of the team overall? I mean, you're coming off a loss to the Eagles in the playoffs. At what point has it already become ancient history, or do you actually keep that memory fresh to provide some motivation as you get set to start a new season?
Yeah, Pat, I came into this season looking at this like, I am not going to accept rah-rah stuff. I'm not going to accept, the window of opportunity. There's to these guys, to Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, you have to try and win a Super Bowl every year. There's no window of opportunity. It's like you have to win now and keep winning in order to keep your job. So with that in mind, I'm thinking, okay, if you're LaFleur and you're driving up to the stadium now and you're going to start your seventh season, what's left? I mean, you know, you've gone to the playoffs year after year. You've transitioned to a new quarterback after a Hall of Famer with now Jordan Love. What's and to me, it's just like we got to be better at, you know, winning in games. If you fall behind, solving the Rubik's Cube in game, or maybe there's something in the game planning, you know, like the game planning of a Bill Belichick or the in-game adjustments of a Tom Brady. How can we get to that next level to turn some of these games around? And I talked to Love about this. I said, hey, you know, this, you went 1-5 in the division last year. But one thing, is this an advantage that, you know, the Vikings are going to go with a new quarterback? The Lions are going to have to go with two new coordinators. And the Bears have a whole new coaching staff. He says, yeah. I says, I can just take last year's playbook and take it to the next step. So that saves me a lot of time. I'm going to ask LaFleur about that. But there's no question. The thing that really comes through is there's just another level of seriousness. It's not just guys hanging out and playing for each other. They are being more, in the third or fourth year, more serious about their business. And you see them running to coaches and getting things, you know, cleared up if maybe something didn't go just quite right on the last play. And you've got Josh Jacobs, the running back, and Xavier McKinney, the safety, the two free agents that came in and took over that locker room last year as leaders, that when they lost that game in Philadelphia, they looked around and told them all, this ain't it. This is not what we're here for. You know, you guys fell short, and this isn't going to happen again. And so there clearly feels like, I don't want to be cliche, a sense of urgency with all these players, and especially from LaFleur as well.
I like hearing that personally because, and I'm mixing apples and oranges, but with the Milwaukee Bucks, I think a lot of people got the impression there wasn't that urgency. It's like, yeah, we're good, but we didn't get there, but we'll come back next year. And for the Packers, it's like, we're not letting this momentum get away from us. How is wide receiver Matthew Golden looking so far? And while you're commenting on him as well, up on YouTube, Tony asks about Rashawn Gary as well. Is he looking healthier? So what can you tell us about a couple of the personnel?
I'll comment on Rashawn when I see the guys in pads. That's where you can do that.
Yeah.
But in terms of the first-round pick in Matthew Golden, number 22, on the second day of practice, yesterday at practice, and 11-on-11, there's Jordan Love in the pocket. And he starts throwing to 22 over the middle. A little slant pass, 7 yards at an angle over the middle. And he hits Matthew Golden over the middle. Now he turns and looks up. He's got 3 guys around him, a corner, a nickel, and a safety. He does one juke move, and he's gone. I mean, it just explodes past these dudes. And he did that a couple of times. And I went to Evan Williams, the second-year safety, and I said, what do you think about that? He goes, dude's going to be a problem. All Jordan's got to do is complete a high percentage short pass to him, and he's going to be a problem when he gets in the backfield with the ball in his hands.
Oh, but that is just what Jordan Love needed, was where he could throw high percentage short passes. Seriously, that plays right to his strength. Quickly then back to the Bucks for a second. Damian Lillard signed with his former team, Portland. What did he say about his time with Milwaukee?
You know, the injuries, you know, like Giannis getting hurt in the playoffs and his blood clot injury and then, you know, torn Achilles. Shocked that he got waived, but relieved when he told his children, because, you know, his wife divorced him when he got traded to Milwaukee.
Oh.
He told his kids, you know, I'm back now in Portland. And they said, you know, they cried with joy that they didn't have to fly to Milwaukee to visit their daddy.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. I'm glad to see an ending there. But, you know, we appreciated his time here with the Bucks while it lasted. Mike Clemens with sports, so much to cover now, getting back into the real thick of coverage season here. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good weekend.
All right. You as well. We will come back. We'll talk to Lisa Hale here, one of our wonderful hosts here at WISS in Oshkosh. I mean, seriously, donuts, coffee, the whole schmear. Okay, not a schmear, but I don't even know if there's a good bagel shop here. We'll talk to her about Oshkosh and wrap up our day here. For others, there'll be a local update, and I'll be talking to you then on Monday morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Another good reason to follow the Facebook page, too, to be able to keep up to date. You guys can update people there, too.
I don't know. Facebook.
But if there is a cancellation or something, that's another way to keep up on that and everything.
Absolutely.
And I here's hoping. Fingers crossed for good weather because it's a really fun event. I know a number of people that are already looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And then just mark your calendars for October 3rd and 4th. That's our 79th anniversary sale. So it'll be that Friday. Yeah, that Saturday. We'll have different people visiting us. It'll have education and samples, door prizes, and sales. Yep. Do we have to say more? Come and visit us. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's always crazy. It's always busy. And we always love it. It's a celebration of 79 years, right?
The community and us, it's just like, it's wonderful. So
I try not to over-exaggerate, but I feel very confident saying nobody does sale like their anniversary like you guys. It's your anniversary, and yet we get the presents. We get the stuff.
That's
you
right.
guys, nobody does deals like they do on their anniversaries. Yeah. I worry about your business. No, I'm kidding. But but no, seriously, these are really great sales, and it's something to mark on your calendar and look forward to.
Yeah, that was fun.
We've been doing it for a couple of years, so I think every year we kind of add something on and we try new things and it just keeps getting better. I think that helps, you know. If it was our third year of doing this, I think it'd be all right, but I think we'd have a long ways to go.
It's true. We learned from one of the best, Michael Hittner, there. You know, he showed us how to party, which is great. This is a reminder, it's hot, it's muggy.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about it too much because I feel like I'm a broken record every time I'm on here. Electrolytes, 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 mm-hmm. everyone.
Stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Stay hydrated. But not just water. Sometimes in these summer months, it's harder. We need more potassium, magnesium, sodium to help our bodies stay regulated. With this humidity, we're not even realizing how much we're actually sweating and getting more dehydrated. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of great electrolytes, including True Graces, which is on sale right now. Mm-hmm. But everybody should have electrolytes. I even have some in my car because you never know where you're going to be and you get so dehydrated. But stay hydrated, get electrolytes, make it part of your regular routine. You will notice a difference. Definitely.
Yeah. And that's a great note about keeping something in the car. It really is. Whether it's for you or a significant other, a child, an animal, it's not bad to have that kind of stuff in the car, water, even just some water in there.
Absolutely.
Something. But that's a good note.
Backup we do, most of these we have come individually packaged. Mm-hmm. So you throw a couple in your purse, throw a couple in your car, in your kid's backpack. Maybe have a couple at home still, just like
they're everywhere,
wherever you
keep
are,
around,
wherever water is, you're going to be hydrated.
Yeah,
you can't predict the dehydration, but you can prevent it.
Yes, I like that. That's another good line right there too, James. So let's recap some olive oil. Yes. We did an olive oil presentation yesterday and we got to travel around the world a little bit.
Yeah.
We got to experience different flavors, which, James, you're going to be our guinea pig of some olive
James,
oil
you're not
flavors.
You're going to take quite as large of a trip as people did yesterday.
That's all right. That's
we're
all
just
right.
doing two.
We're going to keep you in the Mediterranean.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Right where it's my roots.
Yeah,
perfect.
Take you to your ancestors. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to your neighbors in Greece.
Oh, cool.
And we'll also take a little stop in the old homeland of Italy.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Oh, I'm so excited right now.
Yeah, and we know that James likes olive oil, but there are differences in olive oils, and that's what we're going to explain. And when we taste it and such.
Well, James gets this because for, what was it, a housewarming gift, your grandmother gave you a bottle of olive oil. Mm-hmm. High quality, from the homeland olive oil.
Yeah.
And you were like, this tastes so good. And actually, a lady yesterday, she was at the talk attending it, and she said, you know what? This is a great Christmas gift. I should give people this for Christmas.
Instead of wine, why don't
we give people
wine?
I always get them the wrong kind or, whatever. They have too much or they shouldn't have,
that's an awesome
they shouldn't
idea.
Have any more, There's all sorts of stuff with wine you can get wrong, right? But olive oil, especially if you can give people a nice quality olive oil, they'll use it.
Mm-hmm. It could be a real changer for them, too, especially those. So many people, they kind of use the same stuff their parents used or whatever they grew up with. And usually it's fine. There's not a lot of bad olive oils. But there are so many different flavors and kinds that work differently with different foods. Mm-hmm. Your palate deserves it. Treat your taste buds well, everybody. Try different olive oils.
I mean, you come from a family who knows olive oil, but I should tell people that there was a University of California Davis study that found that 3/4 of olive oils didn't match their quality standard. They weren't actually like extra virgin olive oils.
Wow.
Even though it said that maybe.
And there was there was a Danish study that over 75% of olive oils in the supermarket were counterfeit. So there actually are a lot of inferior or diluted or counterfeit olive oils out there for people that are reaching in the wrong part of the shelf or just, maybe have bad luck. It might sometimes the worst part is when they say they're, extra virgin olive oil, the price would reflect it. And then the reality is that they weren't. And we had to at our store, we've really scrutinized olive oils in the last few years. To try to find what it is that makes a good quality olive oil, what you want to see on a label. I'll grab this Italian one to start. We can kind of look at this one here. So it's in a dark glass bottle. Mm-hmm. Can you hear that? That's kind of what you want. That's going to hold this oil in really good quality. It's going to protect it from the light. That's the first thing you kind of see on the shelf. The other thing that we've really done with our olive oils is we used to have some. It was an organic olive oil. It's probably good. It came from a very reputable company, but it came from five countries and three continents. It was from Argentina, Turkey, and Tunisia. Tunisia's in Africa, Turkey's in Europe, and Argentina's in South America. So these are three different parts of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I start to wonder, how can they maintain the quality of the oil or how can they make the best oils if they're going from all over the world? And this product you know, again, it seemed good, but I like the story of an olive oil that comes from a single country and ideally a single farm. You know, if you're buying wine, or like, let's say we're going to go to, I don't know, our favorite little tavern in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, we want to have a beer. We don't usually go there and say, hey, could you give me a blend of five different beers? Right. I'd like it from at least three different continents.
Right, yeah. You don't do that.
You know, you kind of say like, oh, I know I like Point Special. Give me a Point Special. Or, you know, like whatever
your Spotted Cow, whatever
your story is. Mm-hmm. Similarly with wine. You don't look, like if you see a kind of wine that's a blend from multiple vineyards, multiple countries.
You were listening to The Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Dangerously high temperatures are spreading into the Northeast today. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano is in New York.
Folks already cooling off at the public pool in Central Park ahead of today's triple-digit heat index.
President Trump getting away from the controversy over the Jeffrey Epstein case. He's about to leave Washington for Scotland. CBS's Willie James Inman says he'll mix government business with a little of the personal.
He is expected to visit two of his golf courses.
Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney has just arrived at a courthouse in Tallahassee, where a top Justice Department official will interview Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day. French President Emmanuel Macron's announced France will recognize a Palestinian state. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is at the foreign desk.
This is a political.